Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Hathorne, he's in the building. Jeff Hathorne is. Jim Colony is starting his couple-day vacation before he gets back here. I guess he's back Monday. I don't know. We lose track of Colony. People want their video. I can't serve it to you because he's in Florida. He'll be back apparently Monday, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? Hagman will be in the next couple days for Thursday and Friday. Who knows? Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Good morning. Colony's completely out of pocket. We've lost him.
He's fine by me.
Poof, gone. It's an off day in Bradenton, and he's going to drive around in his rental car with Linda top down.
Linda's not Linda's top down, but the car, the,
no.
The roof off the car.
Those two were crazy in their day.
I saw that Linda was doing some cruise or something yesterday. She was on some kind of boat, which is interesting. So there they go. Jim is riding off into the sunset, but then he'll be back after the sun rises again.
We'll see.
Be back on Monday. He said he could, for the first time, I got him to admit, and I've been to Florida a bunch of times with Jim, for the first time, I finally got him to admit that he could do it. Like, he could do it for good. So I think he's inching toward.
He is.
I don't know. You know what I was thinking about, and he would be so furious, was doing a fake retirement bit on Jim. But if you think he was mad about the time that I said that, and you weren't here for this, but it was one of the all-timers. Me and Matt set it up. We had Andy from next door on KDK AM set up that Jim, we set a fake phone call that Andy was the mark and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
That Jim, when Jim was on vacation in New Hampshire one time, that he was being admitted as a distinguished alum to the University of New Hampshire. And so we made up a professor's name, and Andy from KDKM called in and was like, "We're so humbled to have Jim Colony." And so what had happened was then, what do? We put out the word to reach Jim on social media because we knew his phone would be off.
Yeah.
And then we knew he was headed to campus that next morning.
Oh, my God.
So he turned his phone on when he was got done from, like, his walk on the beach in the morning. And he had, like, 362 Twitter messages, all these Facebook. We put up a Facebook post that everybody commented on. He was getting calls from classmates that he was there, a part of the journalism college distinguished alum. He was being inducted and recognized at halftime of the football homecoming game. And the best part was he was there. So there were people that were off social media that just got word that were congratulating him.
That's phenomenal.
He called in. What was the first thing he said to you? I don't find this funny.
Yeah, I don't find this very funny.
And so that's why I contemplated for like a minute of doing a fake retirement. Because today would have been the day because he's kind of out.
Yeah, again, out of pocket. Jim is off the grid today.
And if we were to do that, the other thing, though, the boss might get mad just because you're saying that an employee isn't going to work here anymore. But I'd deal with the boss. It'd be okay. The main boss, I think, would get a big kick out of it.
Yes.
Agreed. Agreed heartily.
But our immediate boss
would not.
Would scream at me.
Yeah.
Like, scream at me.
It would be ugly.
Yes, it would. It'd be funny as hell.
Is that like our form of tampering, maybe?
Yeah.
Yes. Because the boss knows that the second we encourage Jim towards retirement, he's all in. Like, he's standing on the edge of the pool deck, and if we push him in, he's going all into the deep end.
And I even had this hatched in my head. I actually hatched it driving home yesterday. I wanted to get, because she's young enough and naive enough and would maybe listen to me to do it, have Shelby tape something about how her opportunity now was going to become bigger and better. And she doesn't know the full wrath of Jim because she's kind of been around him enough for years.
That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, don't drag
because
her. No, it'd be great.
Because Jim would take it out on her.
No.
To an extent. It's not actively, but you know how he passively would take it out.
And it would be amazing to have her be like, "He's taught me a lot, but now I get this bigger opportunity because
feel like I get to take the baton and run with it.
Well, here's where it would sour, though, because Jim would come back on Monday, and he would be like, no, I see you're trying to get me out. There's truth in this. People don't say things unless there's some shred of truth in it. And so what you
much truth is said in jest, you know.
Right, so you want me out.
I bet everybody would love that.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, just
okay?
So you know, I might work 10 more years now just because you did this. But I had it all hashed out in my head. It was going to make a big announcement, have a fake press release, everything, send it out. But Jim would have it would have not gone.
He's a little too on edge.
Text here from Tommy. He lives in Butler.
Yep.
Morning, guys. Are you guys doing the porch tour this year? In fact, we are hashing out the details. Even as we speak, I've had preliminary talks with the powers that be here, the promotions people, and I got stopped at Eat Drink Pittsburgh, right, by the Iron City folks.
Yes.
They are, like, all in on the porch tour again. And here's what I want to do. I want to make it – we need to make it bigger and better and badder than even last year. And what was your idea for the porch tour, producer Matt? Didn't you have an idea – to have it in conjunction with something?
Well, there were a couple people that were pushing to have us do the pre-show show porch tour show, but those are two separate and distinct entities.
Well, you know what I want to do for the porch tour? If people do it, I want to get live bands. I want to have a lot. If people's neighborhood will allow it, I want to have a live band to play in the breaks.
Yeah, we don't want to bust up your neighborhood noise ordinances.
I want a live band to do it.
I like that.
Yes. To set it up in someone's yard, rip through it, and have at it.
Yes.
Because people, if there's any time to do it, it's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have
Friday
a
Friday afternoon,
band.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Donnie Irish.
Irish. There we go.
Yes, Donnie Irish. We could do that. Which I bet they have a big week this week, Donnie Irish.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Is
for
the height
next,
of their popularity.
Yeah. For the next 5 days or so, they are booked solid, I'm sure.
I'm so mad I didn't pull off this gym retirement thing.
I think it's for the best, to be quite honest.
Yes.
Because the fallout would not have been altogether pleasant to deal with.
It would have been worth it, though, for Jim to get all the retirement messages. It's an abrupt sort of announcement he's decided. You know, I do need to get to something halfway serious, producer Matt, about you.
Yeah.
So you've decided to just say, I'm going in on the growing the hair out thing. I've noticed this since I got back from Florida.
Yeah, it's not going to last much longer.
No, I like it. I say you go with it. It's looking really good. I say you go with it till like 4th of July.
No.
It's getting really long.
No.
Why not? Remember when we made you grow your beard?
Yes. That was around this time.
Uh-huh.
You should go all in on both the beard and the the hair. And get like the chill hippie vibe going.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Start wearing a hemp necklace.
What is with the deal? Like, what is with your hair? Tell me.
That's probably going to get cut this weekend, I'll be honest.
You think?
Yep.
Why?
Man. The weather's starting to get warmer. The hair is out of control.
Okay.
It's too much. I can't handle it.
I see. I think you were just starting to find a flow with it.
Yeah, I was finding a groove there for a while, but now I'm sick of it.
I like it. Does your wife run her hands through it? I mean, what's going on with it here?
No.
What do you mean? Oh, people are already offering their services of their polka band. We'll take it. I know a guy that's a polka band guy. This is crazy. So
I want polka or oompa music.
No, I can't make this up, right? So you're gonna laugh. My esteemed buddy, right, Billy White, right. So he has this. I can't make this up. Let me get the. I don't know the name of the polka band though.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me find this out. Oh, now I can't figure it out. So he has his friend Chris, right, and. So he's tried to show us his polka band one time, right?
Tried to?
Well, he did. Like, okay, this guy's in this polka band.
Right.
And I'm thinking, and Billy tells me, he's like, hey, this dude Chris I work with, he's in this polka band. And I'm like, okay.
Okay,
he's in his
interesting
polka
enough.
Band. Yeah. Okay, fine. So he shows like this video of Chris in his polka band, and I'm like, okay, he's in this polka band. And it's like this tuned in, like tight shot of Chris playing in his polka band.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, there's a couple guys playing instruments.
Good for them.
Then he pans in the camera, and they're in, like, Warsaw.
What?
And there's, like, 100,000 people in the stands at like this kind of like Heartwood Acres kind of place.
I didn't realize that polka was still that big, literally in the birthplace of polka.
No, I can't make this up. And then they're in place. I don't know. They're like Milwaukee and Cleveland and like different places like that. I promise you, the dude is gigantic in polka.
They may be interested in the porch tour, or are they too big for the porch tour?
They're probably too. This guy Chris Bogdan that I know.
Okay.
I was blown away. I'm like, Billy, polka, come on. How big can this polka band be? And he was like, look at this video. And it's like these couple, they're like 50-year-old dudes, right? And he's playing, and my man Chris is playing his like accordion, like, you know, and it's like, and they do like covers too, like regular songs.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, polka style. Then he flips around, and I swear to God, it looked like Woodstock. I was like, they go on like cruises. There's like polka cruises and stuff. Did you know there's like this subculture of polka?
No, I've never heard anything of the sort.
I swear to you, it is just this regular dude that lives in Cranberry named Chris. And it blew me away how many polka fans there are. I spent one night probably 4 hours watching these videos from my man Chris Bogdan.
Do we make this a tie-in then with the porch tour polka band of the week or something like that?
Something. We got to do it.
The porch tour polka. Maybe somebody could write one specifically for the porch tour.
Here we go. Dingus really? Day in Buffalo. I think that might be right. Yeah.
Dingus Day?
Dingus Day. I was fascinated by this. Fascinated by how big polka was.
Like, oh, there's a whole video here somebody sent us.
Seriously?
Look, it's a beer hall filled with Dingus Day.
It was
in Buffalo.
Unreal.
They're playing Fight for Your Right to Party.
It was unreal.
Polka style.
Real.
You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh my gosh. We're doing this.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah. This dude, Chris Bogdan, he works with my friend Billy. I got down this wormhole of polka videos, and he's a really good dude, man. And I was watching these things, and I'm like, I can't believe. And these people were dancing. I mean,
they're into it. Yeah.
On top of being drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just dancing and wild. And if I had like a couple days to like X out of my calendar and had no responsibility, I'd go to one of these polka things.
I mean, it does include a pastime of just standing around drinking beer.
An inordinate amount
of beers.
More often
than not. Yeah.
I mean, they were just, not the band I'm talking about. I don't know if they were.
Oh, no, who knows?
The people
but everybody's in the stands, standing around in a beer hall, drinking.
Cranked drunk.
Yes. And listen, dancing to polka.
Yes. So maybe we'll turn, the porch tour could turn into that.
Then, I think it's a tie-in.
It depends on who wins the porch tour.
It was getting close to that at times last year, wasn't it?
It was, with that pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those was, kids from Shaler.
If we would have hung around a couple hours longer.
Uh-huh. It would have been on.
Yeah.
It was. People were doing cannonballs in the pool. Jim was drinking shandies.
Oh,
yeah, it was on. Anyway, man, I kind of wish I'd have done that Jim retirement thing now. Because the best gym that there is pushing Jim right to the edge of being so mad at you, but not losing him.
Right.
Not over the top, but right to the edge where he's mad, but then he eventually laughs. But that was when you risk if he would have laughed or not.
Yeah.
Yep. Where is the line there?
Yeah. It's finding it is the best.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We talk hockey to get moving today. Lots of football, free agency, all that kind of stuff. EJ Radicke joins us at 9:30. Hathorn's in. We're going to have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.